Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box. 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight?
No.
The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. The Saints are 2-2. And let me explain something to you people, how this show works, you know. I've been friends with Dave for going on, Dave, what, like 12 years, and Andrew for 10, and Kevin for longer than that. Dave texts me when the Saints are up 35-14, and he's like, I need you to cut me 2 sound bites. You know the ones where I was fucking right. So, Dave, I'm just going to get this out of the way right now.
I want to go on record. I think that Drew Brees is going to impress all of you as we move forward through this season. And y'all are going to eat your fucking words. And you're going to be – timestamp this right now.
So there. Are you happy now, Dave, that you
– I don't think he was really lecturing us. That was more like the haters, right?
Yeah,
it's definitely for the haters. Look, this is what I'm going to say. I've got some thoughts that I've written down here. I've said it.
He came with a speech prepared.
I've said it before the season. I've said it during the season up until this point, and I'll say it one more time right now for all the people in the back. Shut the fuck up about Drew Brees and his arm strength. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it for the rest of the season. I don't want the local media to ask Peyton any more questions during press conferences about it. I don't want to hear all the national talking heads, the Skip Baylesses, the Colin Cowherds. It's over. It's done. It's dead. The media has tried to make this a thing, and now, personally, I think they look dumb. They look dumb, one, because everyone knows Drew's arm isn't what it used to be. He's 41 years old, for crying out loud. Telling me that his arm is dead is like, no shit, Sherlock. Next, you're gonna fire off a hot take that water is wet and that the sky is blue. Okay, you're not some tape watching football genius just because you tell me that Drew Brees' arm isn't what it used to be. But more so, they look dumb because, look, let's face it, it's not really about his arm strength. When they're saying that his arm is his. When they talk about
that
his arm strength, there's a subtle subtext to it all. They're insinuating something. And what they're actually coming, what they're saying without actually saying it, is they're saying that Drew is washed up. He's done. He's finished. He can't be leading the Saints. And you know what I have to say to that? That's bullshit. That is absolute bullshit. Drew is still good. He's still good enough to win games. He's still good enough to lead a team to a Super Bowl victory. Okay, the reason the Saints aren't sitting pretty at 4-0 right now is not because of Drew. It's because, just as it's always been, it's because the defense is not holding up their end of the bargain. You want to point a finger? Then you can keep pointing it where you've been pointing it since 2006, okay? The defense. 2020 so far has not really been that much different than a lot of the other Peyton and Breeze seasons, okay? This year, you missed Drew Brees from 2011? You miss all those records he used to break? You missed that? Guess what? They could have 2011 Drew Brees right now, and they would still be 2-2. Why? Because they still can't cover a fucking tight end. Okay, so go get some perspective. You want the Saints to what? You want the Saints to have? You'd rather have them have Matt Stafford? Did you watch Matt Stafford on Sunday? That's what you want? You want to give up Brees for that? You want Daniel Jones? You want Dwayne Haskins? You want? I mean, come on.
Well, I so
get
here.
Some, get some.
People,
I'm
some start. People want. Some people want Jameis Winston.
Oh my
get,
God! Enough of
this. That is absolutely ludicrous. First, Jameis Winston has not shown us anything yet. Okay, look, and this is my point, and this you put a nice little bow on it, Andrew. I would just like everybody to get some perspective, realize how good we've had it, realize how good we still have it, put some respect on Drew's name, and just stop ruining his farewell tour. He is the top 10 quarterback as far as QB rating is concerned. His completion percentage is still very respectable, okay? This is the last season we are going to get Drew Brees, and most of this season we are probably not even going to get to see it in person. Stop fucking ruining his final season with this stupid bullshit. Drew is doing fine. He went out yesterday and fucking put up 5 straight fucking touchdowns on these motherfuckers, okay? These were offensive touchdowns. This wasn't the defense with a lucky pick 6. This wasn't a punt return or a kickoff return. These were 5 straight up offensive touchdowns led by fucking Drew Brees.
I gotta say, that was amazing. Dave, I love that ramp. It's a great way to start the show. Andrew,
it looks like he took a break from the IPAs today.
He did. By the way, I am actually drinking a big boy beer tonight, Dave. I am drinking Carbach Southern Wheat. Is really good.
Wow.
But I want to say, of all the Drew Brees...
I don't even know if Dave can make fun of that.
Of all the plays that Drew Brees made, he was throwing deep, so the analytic nerds had to shut up about that. But the two plays that I loved, Andrew, was Saints are down 14-7. It's 3rd and 14. Detroit has him dead to rights on a sack, and he turned into like 2011 Drew Brees, where he steps up in the pocket, wiggles out of it, hits Taysom Hill for like 8. It's 4th and 3. Peyton goes for it. They line up Kamara in the slot. He sees it, and he throws that perfect Drew Brees. I'm going to hit Kamara in stride, perfection, 29 yards. 3 plays later, Saints score. It's 14-14, and they're off and running. Those two plays made me real. It's fine. Drew Brees, it's fucking fine. He's fine. It's
amen.
Not really quite.
Amen.
It's well said. I try to say it on this show that too much was being made. That, you know, listen, they need more time. They need just more rhythm, more reps, and Drew will get it together. And I just think we saw that in that game. That between Emmanuel Sanders and Tre'Quan Smith, the chemistry, it's starting to come, and it's only going to get better.
Well, I wanted to Kamara.
Michael Thomas is coming back.
Kamara said what Dave said in a much more pleasant way, but also Kamara said it, he wasn't wearing a shirt.
It's a loop back to earlier this week, a question that I got about Drew, you know, and a game like this will shut everybody up, just like I said. So he was on point. I'm never worried about that. It's nothing that I got to, like, award Drew for, you know, being Drew. I mean, I say it every year. It's Drew Brees. Like, it's not much to say. He's as advertised. So he did a good job today. You know, we were able to get our offense going. Sean was on point.
So, Kamara does
Drew. It's just Drew being Drew. Remember when Roman Harper used to do Harper things? Drew always does Drew things, okay? And Drew things are very good. Harper things weren't so good. Drew things are very good.
This offense, so it's hard to know because Andrew, when we did the tape break, then by the way, become a patron. You get Andrew's grades. You get 10% off. I'm leaving that special up. You can sign up annually. Get 10% off. That's 2 months free plus the booze box. That's like 3 months free. So Andrew, we were talking about in the grades breakdown, Detroit is such a piss poor coach team. The line almost blurs. Like, I don't care. The Saints looked awesome, and that's great. But as far as, like, going forward, Detroit is so poorly coached. How much of it was Drew and Alvin and Emmanuel Sanders and the offensive line being awesome, and how much of it is Detroit is just horse shit like they always are?
Well, Alvin Kamara has been he's been looking like the offensive player of the year in the NFL for 4 weeks straight. So I don't think that was this game wasn't unique to him being good, but yeah, I there's definitely a little bit there. But look, I said I thought this would be the get right game for the Saints, and sometimes you have to play a team like that. And look, it's still an NFL team. You still got to show up. You still got to execute, and they did all those things. So now it's, did you improve, and can you take that into your next game? And that to me, that's the whole thing with this offense. And I've said it all along. I think the Chargers and the Panthers are imminently beatable, especially with what the Chargers have going on right now, injury-wise.
The Chargers' defense, you don't think of them this way, but they don't have Bosa. Ingram's hurt. They're missing that really good safety that I can never remember his name. They made Tom Brady look young. Like, they were up 24-7 and lost. And, you know,
yeah. So we'll see. Tom Brady threw 5 touchdowns. I'm sure Sean Payton's going to see a lot on tape that he can capitalize and take advantage of. So, yeah, I think it all adds up to 2 opponents that the Saints should be able to kick their teeth in and go 4-2. That's what I'm expecting, because now they've got that win. They've got momentum. Hopefully they're about to get some guys back. That's the big thing this week that we're going to want to pay attention to is the injury report. You know, it'd be great to get Davenport, Marcus Twofirst back. Hopefully Lattimore is good to go and back. Certainly Michael Thomas, I expect him to come back. Ramchek, we'll see. I mean, concussion, usually, if it's not a bad one, you can get back in 8 days.
I was surprised it was a concussion. I thought it was something, like the way he got injured, I thought it was something else. But Dave, what was more surprising to you? The fact that Patrick Robinson made a bunch of plays and looked great, or the fact that the Saints' running game completely fell apart the moment Ramchek got hurt? What was more surprising?
Absolutely, number one. I will be the first to admit, as right as I am about Drew Brees, I've been wrong about Patrick Robinson, at least as far as his play last week. I've never liked Patrick Robinson. Ever since his first stint with the New Orleans Saints.
They call it a tour, Dave. It's like Vietnam.
Right. I've honestly.
He was finally showed that he was worth the 32nd overall pick for the first time in his life.
Right.
It only took a decade.
At least. Right. He plays like that when he's not wearing a Saints jersey.
Yeah, he does.
But I mean, so look, so he's made a believer out of me for now. I like him. And honestly, like a lot of people have said, you know, Peyton has always been, best man gets the job kind of guy. And if you're comparing him to Lattimore or some of our other guys and the way they've been playing, I think Patrick Robinson deserves a chance to stick around on the roster.
Dude, he has patiently waited his turn. And remember Ralph against Tennessee last year? He didn't play all year, and kind of in a pinch, he has to go in there and he plays awesome. Kudos to Patrick Robinson.
Well, and
he's made enough money. Like, he could easily be retired right now. I'm just going to hang it up.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say for him, though, is, you know, the Saints brought him back, and he got hurt against Atlanta in 2018, and he broke his ankle. It was a pretty bad break, kind of a dirty play, maybe. So he got, you know, it took him a while to get healthy. But the thing to me, Andrew, is the reason why I think there's a better than fans maybe think chance that he's going to play and he'll supplant Janoris Jenkins maybe is Sean Payton is not going to fucking put up with the penalties, the pass interference. I don't think, especially now that Patrick Robinson has shown he can play this way. I think Sean Payton might have a quicker hook when Janoris Jenkins gets back if the penalties continue for him.
Absolutely.
The wait is finally over. Football is
back. You may not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
So, back to the offense, Dave, as we jump from topic to topic, because our host is poor. I said in my
You're
column.
You're doing a fine job, Russ.
Traquan Smith, best game he's ever had with the Saints. I know he's had bigger stat games, but his game yesterday was amazing, especially that catch that helped wrap up the game. That was not a, hey, we forgot Traquan Smith exists. He's wide open. Ha ha, he caught a touchdown. That was, he was covered. He went up and fought for that ball and converted that third down. I mean, best
Breeze,
game he's
ever. I mean, Breeze was on point with Traquan. All four passes to Traquan were darts.
Yeah.
The two touchdown passes were tough catches, great plays. And I said this on the Grades podcast, which I don't know if you – have you posted that yet, Ralph, or do they get that tomorrow?
I have not. They'll get that tomorrow. Okay. The Patreon's doing a redesign, and it was a clusterfuck today.
I made the argument that as awesome as his two touchdowns were in that big third down, I'd argue that the biggest play he made in the game – was recovering that Josh
Hill. Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
Because when the fumble – when Hill fumbles and it's going like 15 yards in front of him, the corner's here and Traquan Smith's kind of running behind him, and he uses his speed to beat the corner to the ball. And, I mean, he dives on it. You know, a lot of times when you try to dive on the ball like that, it squirts out. And somehow he gets both hands on it, secures it, and he's getting hit left and right and – that was a huge play.
Fumble luck, baby. Saints had some good fumble luck. They only fumbled like 8 or 9 times the entire year last year. They're like it's regressing to the mean, Dave. They're fumbling the ball all over the place this year. Unfortunately.
Well, that's because they keep letting Taysom handle the ball. So they
needed to shell the. I love me some Taysom. We did the cup. But I mean, they need to shell that.
Did you guys see in the Discord? Now there's a rumor that it's just starting to get like the Cam Jordan back thing.
It is.
Someone in the Discord
play
said
the
that he's dealing with vertigo. You guys heard this?
Yeah, I saw that. It was totally unconfirmed.
We're breaking the news right now that is totally unconfirmed and wholly unreliable that. Taysom Hill might have vertigo.
I have to say, dude, as a person who gets vertigo, I get vertigo. I can't get out of the freaking bed. Like, if he's got if he's battling through vertigo, props him. And oh, by the way, speaking of breaking news, Andrew is a modest guy, and he's not gonna fight with people on Twitter. But let the record show that Andrew broke the. False positive for Michael Burton news. Andrew had it first. Not Adam Schefter, not Rappaport, not anybody locally. Andrew fucking Juge broke that story. We don't get the credit. Andrew didn't get the credit. But just so you know, if you're thinking of joining and becoming a patron, join this podcast. We break news. We are 3 for 3 breaking news. We're not like other yokels in the NOLA media where we just throw stuff out like AJ Green or Clowney or whatever. We're 3 for 3. We don't break news a lot, but when we do, it's guaranteed fucking to be accurate. And I just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
no, Andrew, you're not going to toot your own because you're modest.
You people better follow me on Twitter because 8 months from now, I'm going to have that scoop again. You know, and you're going to want to know what it is.
But speaking of that, Dave, I have to say, when I heard the 6 injured people out, they were up all night because the running backs couldn't sleep because they had to get retested for the Rona. And then they fell 14 behind 14-0. I got to say, I was having flashbacks to 2015. I thought Rob Ryan was the defensive coordinator for a minute. It got dark. How dark of a place did you go when it was 14-0 Lions?
I honestly, I didn't even faze me. One, because it's the Saints, and I have the utmost confidence in them, especially when Drew Brees is our quarterback. And two, because the Lions, it's like the guys on Pardon My Take said this morning, the Lions are 4-0 if they stop the game after 10 minutes. They have outscored their opponents like 36-0 in the first 10 minutes, but they haven't won a game yet, or they've won like one game. The Lions this season are the kings of getting off to a hot start and then totally blowing it. It's kind of like the Bizarro Falcons. They don't blow late leads. They blow really early leads.
Well, I got to say this, and I didn't realize this.
I was never really worried. I really wasn't.
Matt,
I really and truly
Matt Patricia is a fraud and a scammer. And believe me, a person that scammed their way to things in life they don't deserve, I'm an expert in that. So I know one when I see one. That dude, he has a pencil behind his ear, but his play sheet is laminated. Okay? He's a fraud. He's a fraud.
I love that. Yeah.
So
I love that.
It's
like, what does he use the pencil for?
He doesn't. He's a it's a Ponzi scheme.
He's full of shit.
It's like what my 6-year-old daughter does. She's always got these props and, you know, these things. She's always accessorizing, you know. He's like my 6-year-old daughter. What's the functional use behind what is this thing is in your ear? Oh, nothing. I just think it was cool to wear. That's what Matt Patricia's doing.
It's like me smoking candy cigarettes when I was 10 years old.
You know, we talked about in the off season, you know, is Kamara going to get more touches, and is that going to, you know, maybe reduce the role of Latavius Murray? Latavius Murray, he was spectacular yesterday, and before Ramchek got injured, the Saints were like, we can run off tackle whenever we wanted. And I want to play another soundbite from Kamara, because this is really interesting about how Kamara said that he was goading Sean Payton into running the ball more during the game.
We want to do that every week. We got the best O-line, I think, in the league. And, you know, when those guys get going, it's hard to stop them, you know, and I just kept going to Sean like, man, make them stop it, make them stop it. That's just what I'm thinking in my head, because, you know, when we get going, we're talking about the running back room, when we get going behind that O-line, I mean, it's hard to stop.
I mean, how
– God, I love him.
How much, Dave, touches do you think Latavius is going to get? I mean, he's looked so good these first 4 weeks. He's not in Kamara's category, but he's close to Mark Ingram. To me, yesterday, he looked as good as Mark Ingram looked in 2018.
He can absolutely fill that role. He's always been able to fill that role. You know, I like the way they – I like how much they used him Sunday. Like Andrew said last week, though, I'd like to see them use him like 5% more. Just like 5%.
I hated that signing, too. I was dead wrong about that.
Takes a man to admit that, Andrew. Takes a real man.
Here's his projection – is he's going to carry the ball. He's on projected now for 175 carries and roughly 725 yards. Latavius Murray. That's his.
I remember we had an over under podcast about how many yards we thought Latavius would get.
I think it was like 625 over under.
I'm gonna tell you guys this right now. I'm just kind of half-heartedly paying attention to the Packers Falcons right now, and I just want to say, if you felt bad about how the Saints did against the Packers, and you should see what they're doing to the Falcons right now. I think it's gonna make you feel a lot better about that Saints game. The Saints play the Packers damn close, and what I'm watching them do to the Falcons right now makes me realize how awesome the Packers are.
Yeah, just to give an update, it's halftime. They just got into halftime, and the Packers are up 20-3 over the Falcons.
Woo! So.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, 18 of 22 for 228 and 3 touches.
Verbal meme, guy tapping his skull. Atlanta Falcons, you can't blow a fourth quarter lead if you don't have the lead in the fourth quarter.
Peter in the YouTube stream, the YouTube chat, says breaking news. Play the Play the breaking news siren, Ralph. The Falcons are 0-4.
It's got,
breaking news.
What if they come? What if they come back and win?
What if
that
they come
would be
back,
crazy.
What if they
that
come
would
out
be
of the
insane.
Locker room and Dan Quinn doesn't come out with the team?
What if?
And then they win.
Yeah. What if I wake up tomorrow and don't limp? Right. Yeah, that'll happen. It's a real question now. Are we going to get the joy of facing Dan Quinn again with the Saints? Like, if
I don't think so. I think this might be it.
Yeah, he might not make it to our next
match. I mean, how could you justify keeping him after the Texans just fired Bill O'Brien?
Ooh.
You know?
I don't know. Well, Bill O'Brien's different, though, because Bill O'Brien is like an asshole, and part of the reason they fired him is he's an asshole in the building. So, like, Bill O'Brien had extenuating circumstances. Dan Quinn, everybody likes Dan Quinn, so it's a little – Bill O'Brien was a little bit weird.
But Bill O'Brien was the GM too, so now they got to hire two people.
I mean, don't you think – Raheem Morris is going to be the interim coach for the Falcons, don't you think?
Probably. By the way – to make not the Texans fans listen to this podcast, but Miami has their first and second round picks for next year for the Texans. My wife said, I'm excited. She hate watches
My
the
wife.
Texans. My wife.
My wife.
She hate watches the Texans.
I was kind of ready to hand the MVP trophy to Russell Wilson, but Aaron Rodgers is making his case.
Aaron Rodgers. They just drafted that quarterback to piss him off, I guess, and it worked.
It worked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dave, we talked about Breeze. Mm-hmm. We talked about we talked about your boyfriend. We talked about the receivers. The O-line, Sean Payton was excited about it. It looked great. Ramchek got injured. They had to put a turnstile in. It sort of fell apart. I mean, you know.
No, we're totally fucked. We are totally fucked. We need Ramchek.
Is Ethan Greenridge, is he related to Bryce Harris? Are they like
might be.
Distant cousins?
I mean, no, but I think, Andrew,
think,
let's assume
him and Charles Brown are related.
Let's assume worst case scenario, Andrew. Ramchek can't go. They're not playing Greenridge, right? What are they going to do?
Well, James Hurst is back, baby.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot he existed.
Can Taysom play right tackle?
Yeah. Not with vertigo, he can't.
James Hurst, you remember he was suspended for PEDs, but he was in training camp, and he's coming back. So my guess would be James Hurst is probably your right tackle starter this week if Ramchek can't go.
I mean, it's better than a UDFA, but it's dicey.
Barely. No, but you know, the thing I'll say is, as bad as Ethan Greenidge was, you know, first of all, he had to go in at left tackle for Tron Armstead for a handful of snaps, and then he was sent to the right. And I don't care who you are, going from left to right is hard. You know, play a few snaps on the left, and all of a sudden you're like, all right, go play right tackle. Now that's a tough ask. And it's always going to look worse when you don't have a week of preparation where you know you're starting at right tackle and the whole game plan is designed around knowing that you're going to be there. And if there are concerns that there's a matchup issue where you might be exposed, then the game plan is going to include double teams and chips to help you out. And that just doesn't really happen when you're thrown in the fire because of an injury. So,
well, I want to say this though, Dave.
Maybe it wouldn't be as bad if you had to.
You know, we've been sort of having an argument a little bit the last couple of years of, hey, Lattimore, Kamara, Ramchek, who gets paid first? Who are they going to pay?
Pay that man his money.
I think yesterday, like, settled the argument. Like, there's no question. They're paying Ramchek before they pay Lattimore. Correct?
Yep. Correct. Absolutely correct. No arguments. No arguments.
I mean, I don't think there's a Saints fan on planet Earth that would disagree with that at this point.
No.
No, but I mean, it was a little bit in the summer, Connie. It was kind of undecided, right? Like, it was maybe – Did you think that, Andrew? Like, maybe it was a little bit of an argument, but yesterday sort of solidified it. There's no argument at all. Or was it, or am I wrong and it wasn't really an argument before? The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk.
I think for about 2 years now, Saints fans have been saying that Ramchek's the priority.
Yeah. Dave, Cam Jordan played the lowest amount of snaps he's played in like 5 years.
Play the X-Files music.
Oh yeah.
Okay, go ahead and then say what you were gonna say.
I was gonna say Cam Jordan played the lowest amount of snaps that he's played in like 5 years. We know Marcus two first. We know he has elbow and toe Ebola. We know that's just fact.
That's a fact, yeah.
It's a fact. I mean, and so
I saw the medical records. It's true.
So now they need a complimentary piece to go with Trey Hendrickson. So do you think Mickey Loomis? They couldn't go YOLO for Clowney. It didn't work out. It doesn't mean they won't try again. So, are you still concerned about the pass rush like I am?
Yes. Okay, you can stop the music now.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't have what pass rush. You have to have a pass rush to actually be concerned about the pass rush. It's other than Malcolm Roach, it's really non-existent.
I will not allow this Trey Hendrickson slander
I'm just
to continue.
Kidding. No, I mean, Trey Hendrickson obviously he's exceeded expectations, I would say, and he's played very well, but Cam Jordan can take over a game. Trey Hendrickson can't do that.
Trey Hendrickson's on pace for a double-digit sack season, man.
Do you not remember the games where Cam Jordan has like a batted ball down for an interception, pick six? He's got like two sacks. He's got like a fumble recovery. I mean, there have been games where Cam Jordan like is just an absolute force.
Did Dave just go mute?
There. I think
you
Dave
think
just,
you know, but you don't know, and you never. Will.
Dave, did you
know?
Oh, there he is. What? There back. He is. You're back, Dave. You kind of, you froze out on us for a second.
Oh
Dave.
Man, bad connection. But anyway, just Cam Jordan on his best day is always going to be better than Trey Hendrickson on his best day. We need somebody to really step up. We really do.
Well, here's the thing, and. I know the
Frozen
Saints
Dave. Frozen Dave is the best Dave.
Frozen Dave is the best Dave. Here's the thing, though. This defense
rude.
With the Saints, defense in the NFL, rude. Defense in the NFL Sorry. This year has been atrocious, mostly, except for the Monday night game between Kansas City, but that was against Brian Hoyer, so they looked okay. Defense has been horrible this
year
in the NFL.
Who knew that fans mattered? Who knew
yeah,
that made
but
the
I think it does. I think fans, it makes it harder on the offenses to change plays. Crowd noise gives the pass rush a boost because the teams have to go in silent counts. I think it helps make average pass rush is good. Good pass rush is great. Great pass rush is unstoppable. And I just think without fans, if you don't have really, really good pass rush, you won't have the crowd to help you, your defense is going to suck. And I think there's like 14 to 16 quarterbacks in the NFL. They will light your fucking ass up. You know, the Lions game was sort of the reverse Raiders game, right? Derek Carr, the Saints started out strong, but they couldn't keep the pressure on him. And he just realized, oh, I'll just throw it to Derek Waller every play, and it'll be fine. Stafford kind of went the opposite way. But I just think, you know, maybe we used to say, if you could hold the team to less between 17 and 24 points, you should win. Dave, is it crazy for me to say if the Saints, if you hold the team under 27, you're playing pretty good defense in 2020, and that's enough to win you the game?
No, that's the drum that I've been beating. You know, that's the other side of the coin when I talk about Drew Brees and, you know, him being able to win you football games is, you know, you have to expect your – all this team, all the Saints offense needs is a defense that can hold, like you said, hold a team to 17 to 24 points.
But that's what I'm saying. Is the standard, because defense is so bad now and you don't have crowd noise and the rule changes,
the answer is yes. I mean, the Saints have scored 34, 24, 30, and 35. So they've been over 30 or more three out of the four games. So
yes, you should expect to win those games. Absolutely.
The chat room says you should set the chat room says, Dave, that you should sacrifice your Halloween candy budget for better internet.
What's going on with my internet?
I don't know. Your background of the hotline, it's very disorienting to me. It freaks me out. It really does.
Because it's so hot.
well, I mean,
Ralph would prefer a picture of Anzalone, I think.
Well, we'll get to Anzalone. I got Anzalone was kind of booty yesterday. I got this sound effect for him. I mean,
oh, that's so good.
He had the PI, which was Anzalone. Questionable, but I felt like he was struggling a lot yesterday, Andrew.
That was definitely a thing that the Lions were doing. They were going after him in pass coverage. So
his hair.
It'll be interesting
amazing.
To see next week if they try to duplicate that. If the Chargers try to find him in coverage and go after him. By the way, why did the Lions not go after Ken Crawley when he entered the game?
I don't know. When you told me that last night, I said it was coaching malpractice. Is what that is.
What? That was nuts.
He played. If he had played six snaps against the Packers, Aaron Rodgers would have thrown at him at least five times. Minimum.
At least seven times. Yeah.
At least seven.
On six snaps.
I mean, you gotta at least try him at least twice, right? That's just.
What is going on here, Dave? You got paper towels. You got a IPA. Oh,
I thought I was muted. Sorry.
Dave is doing Max Headroom. Jason, there is nobody in the chat room under the age of 35 that knows who Max Headroom is, but I do. He did the Coke commercials. It was amazing. One guy asked, Crawley played? I didn't even notice that.
I didn't know this either, to be honest with you.
Another thing, you know, that was interesting that we talked about on the Grades podcast that people can check out later in the week and is Deontay Harris got injured and they had Kamara running back punts. And I said this, I don't mind Kamara running the punts back or having to catch the punts because it's an emergency situation. Well, they had to do it yesterday because they didn't have Ty Montgomery. They got to have somebody, right? But they should have done the Jairus Byrd rule where they say to Kamara, hey, dude, fair catch it. Don't return it. I don't care if you see an alley that's eight feet wide. fair catch every time. But what's more terrifying, Dave? Alvin Kamara returning punts or Tommy Lee Lewis coming back and returning punts while Deontay Harris heals?
I'd probably rather have Tommy Lee Lewis come back and return punts. He's very expendable. Very expendable.
Brian Pavick hates Tommy Lee Lewis so much. I would love to see him go nuts. So I don't know. That would be entertaining. Also, Tara Reek in the chat right now, the YouTube chat, says that Matt Stafford is Billy Bando. Cue the X-Files music.
Billy Bando was nowhere to be seen yesterday, man.
Yeah, I mean, where is Billy Bando? Crawley's back on the field.
I know.
I gave him a decent grade in the player grades. He put a hit on Adrian Peterson.
I miss Billy Bando so much. He was underrated.
Ooh, I like this. Hootat Kev 504 says, bring back Lance Moore. Just as fair catch punts. Hell yeah. I am here for that. I saw a video of him recently. He looks like he's in shape. He can go out there and
the Eagles pay Josh McCown $12,000 a week to stay in Texas and be like their emergency quarterback. So why can't the Saints bring back Lance Moore just to? I mean, basically, what was it? It's basically just the cash catch at the dome for halftime, but like a level above. Like it's the cash catch, like the pro level, right?
Yeah.
But if he drops a punt, instead of not winning like a $200 Winn-Dixie gift card, he gets cut immediately by Sean Payton.
Who is the worst? Which media member would you trust the least to, besides Ralph Malbro, to fair catch a punt?
Would I trust?
God, I would pay good Larry, money to
Larry
see
Holder.
Ralph do that, though. I would pay good money to see Ralph try.
I would think Larry Holder's got to be high on the list.
See, though, I could maybe catch it because I could body catch it. It might ricochet off, but I could attempt the body catch.
You got to wear a helmet and pads, Ralph. You can't go out there with no helmet.
Oh, damn. Oh, then I'm out. Then I'm out. Yeah.
Ooh, Jeff Duncan. My dad says Jeff Duncan. That's a good one. You can't trust him.
Fletcher Mackel.
Does Eric Paulson count?
Trevor Mackel.
Eric Paulson.
By the way, Ralph, I tried to watch. I tried to watch the video. They didn't attach the video to your article until late. Like I was refreshing the page at work nonstop until like 4 p.m. And then when they finally put it up, I tried to play it and I'm getting like an error code and I've tried multiple times. So I don't know. I think does Paulson do the internet for WWL?
No, he doesn't. I was going to say Paulson didn't get any insults in, but my mom called me when I was driving to the post office today to drop off the shirts. And by the way, if you're a patron and you're owed a booze bundle or shirts and you don't get them in the next 2 weeks, DM us, text us, email us. We'll get you figured out. But everybody that's owed something should be getting them in the next 5 to 7 business days. But my mom called me.
The chat is so good right now. Mitch, the Saints fan, says that Ralph has to use his good hand to wave the fair catch signal.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then catch it.
Yeah, and then Jason Champagne said that Jeff Duncan should fair catch a punt and then get blasted, but then the Saints fans would be so delighted that there's no flag from the reps. He just gets blasted after a fair catch. Saints fans cheer, no flag. That'd be amazing too. Yeah.
I was gonna say, my mom, Dave, she insulted me about my morning show today.
My mom.
She said she called me up. And I said before she even said hello, she was happy about the Saints win. She said, "Open your goddamn eyes for the morning show, please. For the love of God, open your eyes. Why are you squinting? You look like you're asleep." Before she even said hello or anything. So
are
my mom
certain
insulted
you
me
were not asleep?
No, I wasn't. It's weird having to stare into the camera for 3 minutes, you know, or this today it was like 4.5. But I'll probably get bumped next week because we got that tropical storm Delta or Hurricane Delta is bearing down on us. Hopefully, knock on wood, it'll go somewhere.
Is that going to hit New Orleans?
It's like between New Orleans, Morgan City. It's the cone of uncertainty is wide right now. The wait is finally over. Football is back. You may not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Oh, yeah, Fredo, yeah. By the way, speaking of my wife, did you guys see that Borat 2 is coming out?
Oh, my God. I thought they made a Borat sequel.
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not yet. It's coming, though.
So
You're probably just thinking of all those other terrible characters that Sacha Baron Cohen does.
Maybe. So Dave, I think it's time to get to the hotline.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Wow. And listen, a couple of things on the hotline. First of all, some of you people need to improve your audio. And I know coming from us, that's really, really rich. But I mean,
if we say your audio sucks.
Your audio sucks.
God, man.
They had some of them. I couldn't understand a word. Like it was just like a broken FM radio. I had no idea what it was. And second of all, if you listen to this podcast in your car and you're dropping your kids off for school or you're picking your kids up from school, the hotline this week has a lot of cursing. And I say this as a dude that curses a lot. So let's get to it. This week's Saints Happy Hour.
I would have thought there would have been more cursing when they lose. It's ironic that
they
won.
There's a lot of cursing this week for the winning.
Yeah. By the way, this edition of the hotline is brought to you by the word fuck.
It's time for this week's hottest takes from the Saints Happy Hour hotline.
As we've learned, if anything, in 2020, it's all just a bunch of horseshit.
So fuck it. That's it. That's the voicemail. That's it. That's it. Play me on a show. Don't play me on a show. I don't give a fuck.
Just wanted to tell all the Drew Brees arm truthers that they can eat a pile of dog shit. Fuck everyone in the media, including especially Colin Cowherd.
No. Fuck Colin Cowherd.
And Chris
Fuck them. Shit Bayless. Fuck them.
Fuck them all.
Colin Cowherd.
Defense
said,
got exposed. We have the easiest schedule remaining in the NFL. We're gonna run the fucking table. We're gonna make 2020 a decent year. All the Drew Brees arm truthers can eat a bag of dog shit.
Colin Cowherd said Derek Carr is better than Drew Brees. Colin Cowherd can suck my fucking cock. Fuck him and his stupid fucking take. He should be fucking fired and taken off of Fox Sports because he has no credibility now. He didn't even have the Saints in his top 10. Dude, the Saints are about to go 12-4 again. He's really a fucking idiot.
What a win. My only biggest concern from this game is that it showed that Lattimore is replaceable, and Ramchek's going to say, what does Pat Mahomes make? Yeah, that's our starting point. Look at my replacement. Oh well, we'll take it. We'll pay him $1 billion next year. Who dat, baby? 2-2.
Fuck you, Dale, for not postponing the game. Fuck the refs and their phantom calls. Fuck injuries. Fuck the arm truthers. Fuck the NFL countdown hosts and their picks. Fuck the rest of the haters. Fuck defense in the NFL as a whole. And as always, fuck the Falcons. Who dat? Go Saints.
I mean, that's
The first one was my favorite. I like it. You're listening.
The profanity twins.
Well, the obscenity twins.
The obscenity twins.
You're listening. It's like a normal call, and all of a sudden, boom, from the top rope comes somebody else.
Somebody in the chat room said the dude brought his own hype man.
Yeah, now we've got two callers. And I'm like, just picture them like wrestling over the same phone. They're like, no, let me talk. No, no, let me talk. Anyway.
Dave, this has got to be a proud moment.
I appreciate the Colin Cowherd.
I'm here for the Colin Cowherd slander. And I like how he didn't like try to go over the top. He just cursed and he's like his takes. Dave, you have to be so proud that I created the hotline and you just over the summer you pushed it and pushed it and pushed it, and it's growing. It is here. It is a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, all right. This is I enjoy listening to these people calling every day. You know, I don't know. Could you imagine if the Saints won the Super Bowl?
I mean,
had the hotline.
We can just do.
What would the hot? What
we would,
the hotline,
we would just play that for an hour.
We could.
That would be the show. Just hotline.
But I'm.
That would be amazing.
I'm really proud of the hotline because
we wouldn't be on the show. We would just play that, and that would be it.
Because I called the hotline people out. I was like, look. The hotline was amazing post Raiders and post Green Bay, but it needs to be amazing every week. It can't just be funny when the Saints lose. You got to bring your A game when they win. And I tweeted that out, and people delivered last night. Like, we could have done this if people would have had good audio. We probably could have had like 5 minutes of hotline. Somebody said in the chat room, spicy. So, the Saints, they're 2-2, and hope is alive. And I got to say, Andrew, I'm not convinced. I know people are slurping on Tampa, and Tom Brady had 5 touchdowns and all this. They haven't beat a good team yet. You know, they beat Denver, who is ass. They beat Carolina. Yeah, they're 2-2, but Carolina's no good. And they beat the Chargers, who are ass. Like, I'm not convinced Tampa's any good. So I'm not in any way concerned that they're going to get away from you. But as you look around the NFC and you look around the South in general, do you think 10, 11 wins can still win you the South?
I think 10 is right, probably right about where Tampa's going to be, if I'm being honest. So 10 or 11 is probably the number, with not much room for error. I think 12 wins it probably for sure. 10 or 11 probably wins it. 10 is tight. I think the Bucs are going 10-6.
Yeah, there.
You know, I said this earlier in the season. Like, I thought maybe their kicking game would cost them a couple games, and I thought Tampa would be in some close games, but right now it seems like they're kind of making it happen and winning those games that are kind of the coin flips. So they're not getting upset by some of these teams that you're talking about. Man, I gotta say, the Chargers, you're up 24-7. Thanks for nothing.
And you got to pick 6, and you still couldn't hold on.
Thanks for nothing.
Chargers. I'm gonna go back to calling you San Diego for that.
Are they gonna start Tyrod? Are they bringing him back, or is it going to be
dude, Justin Herbert was 20 of 25 for 290 and 3. Like, they're not bringing back Tyrod. Dude, that's Justin Herbert's job for good. But I was going to say
Falcons,
was a moment.
Falcons just scored and shanked the extra point.
Of course they did. But I was going to say there was a moment yesterday, Dave, where the Saints were up 35-14 – and the Chargers were up 24-7, and it was a perfect Sunday. You were like, the Saints are going to be back in first place. The Chargers, of course, pulled a Falcon and collapsed. But look, we're at the quarter point for the Saints. Dave, what's your biggest positive surprise after 4 weeks of the 2020 Saints?
That's a good question. I mean, first of all, just as in general, as far as the league is concerned, I mean, so far we've gotten through 4 weeks. We've avoided having to cancel any games, really. I know
not in Tennessee.
The Steelers. Yeah, and well, they didn't cancel it. They've rescheduled it. But for the Saints, I don't know. I guess maybe the running game. I mean, I'm really glad to see the running game you know, factor in as much as it has been. I'd like to see that continued. And I guess, you know, just to piggyback off that, obviously Alvin Kamara has been, you know, back to his old self. Wasn't really sure what kind of Kamara we were going to get after last season and his injury. So it's that's been nice.
Andrew, what's your biggest pleasant surprise for the Saints or anything after 4 weeks of football?
I mean, I have to echo Kamara. How can you not? I don't know that it's necessarily a surprise, but it's just such a relief that he's back to the level he was as a rookie, and then some. I mean, he looks like the best back in the NFL, you know? I mean, he looks like Christian McCaffrey plus. That's what he's looked like through 4 weeks, seriously. So that's been great to see. You know, it's been a lot of disappointment, though. Seriously, like, Drew hasn't quite been there yet. The offensive line hasn't quite been there. Emmanuel Sanders hasn't been there. Jared Cook's been a disappointment. Defense, Cam Jordan, Lattimore. I'd even throw DeMario Davis, although he's kind of had a higher level than those two. But Thomas Morstead, you know.
Oh, Thomas Morstead, he's been ass the last 2 weeks. Like, and that, like, that was a critical shankorama yesterday. It worked out because the Saints won. But, like, what is going on?
I guess Jason Champagne, you're right. Traquan is one. Traquan has been a very, very pleasant surprise. And he's really brought it for 4 weeks now. You know, he's been scoring touchdowns. He's been making plays here or there. You know, when Emmanuel Sanders really seemed like he didn't understand the offense and things might not work out. I mean, he just had a big game. But through 3 weeks, we were kind of wondering, like, is this guy even going to be able to do it? Traquan was the number two receiver on the team. He was the one stepping up. So, obviously Traquan has probably been the biggest surprise in that, you know, so many Saints fans are ready to cut him. Yeah. Put Benny Fowler as the number three and, you know, give Emmanuel Butler 50 catches this year. So, you know, Traquan laid all that to rest and he looks great this year.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, I'm going to say my most pleasant surprise was, you know, we heard about how in the summer, oh, these corners, Patrick Robinson and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and they're all looking so good. They're so deep at corner. And honestly, the way the first 3 weeks had gone, I thought that was totally just bullshit from the media, and I was expecting the Saints to get roasted yesterday. And I know Stafford was terrible, but their corners, the backup ones, they held up yesterday on the road.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasant surprise for me, considering all the other things they have going on. You know,
Malcolm Jenkins, like, he's had some bad moments. Like, he was bad on Waller, and he even had some bad moments in this most recent game. But overall, I've kind of been down with Malcolm Jenkins. I feel like he's been playing pretty good.
Okay, so we got to get to the questions. So that means it's time for... I'm real excited because the Astros won today. Suck it, America. Bang the trash can.
I love it because, like, when Ralph does it, like, he looks up. He just looks up, and we don't know what he's looking at, but he's.
So, oh my goodness. So, Dave Balky asked a question. The team only had five penalties yesterday. I'm worried something is wrong with them. Do they really have the Rona and are hallucinating into having fewer penalties due to a lack of oxygen?
Yeah, they only had that tight end for Green Bay just scored again. That's his third touchdown.
Yes. I have money on this game.
Oh my gosh.
You do? I started him in fantasy, so I'm doing very well. I picked him up.
The Falcons have just been awesome for me on money this year.
Yeah. Anyway,
Aaron Rodgers, 21 of 26, 280, 4 touchdowns.
Yes, he's quite the quarterback. So, wait, what was the question again?
I don't know. Something about did they have the Rona and they were hallucinating because of low oxygen. Yeah, that's why they had low penalties.
Yeah, they only had 5 penalties, but they still – one of them was like a big pass interference or whatever. I mean, they're still giving up 50, 60. I think they gave up at least 60 yards or whatever. Still needs to be cleaned up. Not good enough. Call me when you only have 1 penalty in a game.
All right, this question from Jackrabbit is amazing, Andrew. How many tight ends could we offer to Ryan Pace before he trades us Mario Edwards and Akeem Hicks?
Yeah. Well, Garrett Griffin's got to be on that list. After the blocking this past Sunday, you know, Garrett Griffin, I feel like he's going to be high on the list of Bears needs. I'm thinking 2 should do it.
Yeah, let's see. Would you rather have Matt Rogers or Aaron Ryan to replace Breeze, or would you stick with Tamus? I would rather Tamus. I want Tamus with no vertigo. Can't have vertigo. So there.
I never know who you're actually talking about when you say Tamus. I guess you're talking about Taysom since you said vertigo. Also, Julio Jones had left the game with a hamstring injury.
Do you guys remember that song Vertigo by U2?
No.
Yeah.
God, that was
let the please go, Vertigo!
Yeah. I mean, I just remember he starts the song with Uno, dos, tres, catorce! That's the worst U2 song. I submit the worst U2 song in the history of that band.
I don't know.
Have you listened? Have you listened to that?
Yeah,
have you listened to
U2 is cool. They used to be until they came out with Vertigo.
Have you listened to that? Have you listened to that horrible YouTube album they injected into everybody's iTunes? Just even if you didn't want it, they just put it on there.
Right.
It's god awful. Like all of it is just it makes you wanna go deaf is what it makes you wanna do.
It gives you vertigo when you listen to it.
It's worse. It makes me wanna. It actually, you know what it does. You know what it does, Andrew. Anyway,
He's thinking. He's looking for it. He's looking for
I
the
sound. I can't
find
it. It's not. It's not. Oh, there it is. It's too. That's what it was.
It makes me almost want to vomit.
It was too low, and people couldn't hear it. So anyway. My computer, the Google Chrome is kind of freezing up. I want to get to, before we get out of here, we got to do.
I'm going to Matt Patricia here. Hold on. Okay. Sorry.
So the Saints Chargers, Dave, the line that I have is Saints by 5.5.
Interesting.
So Saints Chargers Monday night, another primetime game.
Any fans? Well, what's the deal with fans? Still uncertain, right?
Wait. So serious question: is this game home or away? Because I have
it's home.
It's home. It's a home game.
So that's another game I'm missing. That's a Monday night game that I'm not watching.
No. I think that there's supposed to be fans. I think.
Well, I haven't been contacted. I know nothing about me going to the game. I don't know. If are they supposed the whether there's fans or not, that's up to LaToya Cantrell. That's up to the
league. Well,
I'm sorry, David. Saints 7.5. Saints are favored by 7.5.
Well, the game is a week away. Like she's going to make this decision. She's going to make this decision on a Wednesday or a Thursday and give the Superdome and the Saints 3 days to put a game day event staff together. I mean, like, what's going on?
Did you get the email? Did you get the season ticket email from the Saints? Like, I think it came yesterday. Did you see this?
I don't know. I might have.
They said something about like she hasn't made an official decision yet, but we are optimistic that we're going to be able to have 25% of the stadium full based on our trial run with the families. You know, and they had 750 people, and that went well. And so, yeah, another interesting layer to this is that Lafayette has offered to host the Saints like in a stadium full of fans.
LSU has just said, fuck it. They're not doing temperature checks. They're not doing anything. Like, they're just like, if you want to come and get drunk and watch LSU, you come on in. If you get the Rona, it's on you. And so LSU has just given up.
Is
so
LSU no limits on fans?
It's not. No, it's not that they still have limits, but they're like
all their
like stuff to like make sure that it's like orderly and like temperature checks and all these things to like minimize to keep social distancing in place as you enter the stadium. Like they've thrown that out the window because they're like,
would it not be the most 2020 thing ever that we finally are able to have fans in the stadium that they allow 25% and you know, everyone's got to wear masks or whatever. And then this hurricane comes and the Saints can't even host the game in New Orleans because the hurricane like rips the city up. Like that would be just the most 2020 thing ever.
2020 needs to go play in traffic is what it does. But
yes, it does.
Back to the game, Dave. Saints 7.5-point favorite. Let's assume that it gets played.
That's a big spread.
Wait, 7.5? Did you say
7.5?
I thought you said 5.
I was wrong.
God, Vegas. Vegas loves the Saints, man.
They do.
Like, you're moving the goalposts.
For an arm truther, Breeze can't throw the ball anymore. 2-2, half the roster's injured. 7.5 is a generous spread. No fans.
The line just changed in the last 2 minutes while we were talking because.
Yeah.
That is fucking stupid. Wake up.
So, Dave, I mean 7.5
like
is a lot of points,
win, but
who
I don't
you got?
Like 7.5, Ralph.
I'm gonna take the Chargers. Your
internet sucks, by the way, Dave.
What's going on? Are you not? Oh yeah, it says right at the top of my screen, poor connection. What's up with that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
Yeah, we can now.
Oh, there we go. All right. Yeah, we're staying at the top of my screen. Poor connection. All right. Anyway, yeah, at 7.5 points, honestly, if I was putting my money on it, I would take the Chargers.
Yeah.
But, you know, without the points and just being a Saints fan and for the sake of this podcast, obviously I'm going to take the Saints. And like you mentioned earlier, Ralph, the Chargers couldn't do us any favors against the Buccaneers.
Not a one.
They're obviously dog shit. and they're going to be... And they're definitely going to be going with their rookie quarterback. Unfortunately, I wish this game was being played on Monday night in front of a full crowd, because there's no way we would lose that game. There's no way a rookie quarterback only starting his second game or his third game or whatever would be able to handle that. But unfortunately, it'll be an empty stadium, so it'll be at least a little bit easier for him. But I think, like you guys said last week, this was their get back, get right game, and they'll start rolling now. I'm going to say Saints 35, Chargers 17.
And
I'm going to go with...
They want to bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
I'm going to go with LaDavius Murray, my buddy LaDavius Murray.
LaDave.
Chargers, by the way, they're sneaky good. They're 7th in passing yards, 275, and 12th in rushing, 125 on offense.
Wait, say that again. I was laughing at his French LaDave joke.
LaDave.
Andrew thought it was funny because he's French.
I did.
He knows what's up about French.
Can you say that again, Ralph?
They're 7th in passing yards and 12th in rushing yards on offense.
The Chargers?
Yep.
Yeah, but no Eckler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that Dave's got the Saints defense giving up only 17. Does this mean that corners are coming back? Are you thinking two firsts? Are we firsts on the field?
No, that means corners are staying out. we're gonna have Crowley and P-Rod locking it down. All right. You got that? You heard?
Oh, the starter. I'm sorry. You're right. We're giving up less than 20 because the starters are out. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is idiotic.
I like the Saints to win this game. Michael Thomas is coming back. You know he's pissed off. He's pissed off at Emmanuel Sanders getting 90 yards receiving. He's pissed off at Traquan tearing it up. He's pissed off that Alvin Kamara is getting Offensive Player of the Year talk. That's his title to defend.
Yeah. You think he's going to play? You don't think the Saints
Joey
will rest
Russo
him
says,
another week?
10 catches, 155, 2 touchdowns. I don't know if I agree it's going to be exactly that, but somewhere in that ballpark. He is going to murder the Chargers all on his own. Saints 38, Chargers 24, 3-2.
Yeah, well...
I don't take into account shit. All I take into account is they kicked our ass today. That's what I take into account.
Anthony Lynn, the Chargers coach, was pissed that they gacked up that lead. But I'm going to tell you something. Cam Jordan is going to reemerge, and I'm going to pick
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
I'm going to pick Cam Jordan.
The more of these I get on Sunday, or in this case Monday, the happier I am.
I'm going to say Cam Jordan's going to have 2.5 sacks. Saints 31 to 24. So Chargers will cover, but it'll be a backdoor cover. The Saints will be in complete control. Justin Herbert, he's looked pretty good for his first couple. He's due for he's a rookie, struggle on national TV. Question everything about the Chargers. So I'm going to go 31-24 Saints.
Does Thomas Morstead have a punt under 30 yards in this game?
Yes. And then we officially have to worry about Thomas Morstead. We love him because he's a friend of the program.
He's fine. We love you, Thomas. You're fine.
He's fine.
Please come back on the show.
So he's never.
Nah, he'll be fine.
Coming back on the show. Fredo says cheap points at the end of the fourth quarter. That's right. So, you know, and the thing is, the Bucks play the Bears on Thursday. So maybe the Bears, Ryan Pace.
Are they going to go back to Trubisky? Because Foles looked terrible.
Dude, the Bears didn't sign Cam Newton, even though he has the Rona. They didn't sign Cam Newton. It's just a crime against football. Like, how are
all of Chicago's tight ends doing? How are they doing?
I mean, I don't think Jimmy Graham. Well, he had that touchdown against Atlanta, so maybe he's not doing.
Ralph, do you remember that year with Ditka where the Saints were 3-0 with Werfel?
Yeah.
And even though they were 3-0, all of us were just like, This team isn't going anywhere.
Yeah,
this team might go 3-13. You know, even though they were 3-0, they ended up going 6-10. The Bears feel like that. They started 3-0, like that. It feels like that Saints good team with Werfel at quarterback.
Graham has 14 catches for 136 yards and 3 touchdowns. So there.
He's looked decent.
I would
take Jimmy Graham over Jared Cook right now.
Jared Cook, he's going to be remembered for those like 6 amazing games that he had with the Saints in 2 years. That's Adam Trout. they need to start phasing in Adam Troutman. We need to hear Adam Troutman's music. But that's it. I mean, the Saints, they got to get to, if they can get to 3-2, we'll feel so, if they can win and get to 3-2, we'll feel so much better about it, because then you can look at it and you can be like, look, they played a Packers team that's really good, and the game of the Raiders, they were winning 17-7, and it just got fucking weird. But they're 3-2. It's fine going into the bye. But if they lose at home again, and then they would be 1-2 at home. I know it's weird because they don't have crowds, so that sort of mitigates it a little. But you still got to win your freaking home games. And they don't, you know, Tampa is unfortunately, Brady is as advertised or as what Tampa had hoped for. So they gotta win this freaking game. I want to say that everybody in the chat room, Andrew was right. Y'all were amazing tonight with the jokes and everything. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got 145 total listens, so that's really cool. With everybody tonight. When the Saints win, our traffic goes up. It's like the Times-Picayune. When the Saints win, they sell more papers. When the Saints win, more people listen. So that's good. But if you're not a patron, become a patron. It's amazing. Our booze bundle, the new shirt that Dave hooked us up with the new logo, it's amazing. And you get 10% off if you sign up and become an annual patron. So do it already. Andrew, before we get out of here, give us one last update on Atlanta. Are they still getting housed?
Currently, the score is 27-9.
Well, that's good. Dan, final question, then we'll get out of here. Dave, Dan Quinn, coach of Atlanta this Sunday or not?
No.
Andrew.
Nope. I think he's done. I think this is his last game.
He's going to be the coach. They're not going to fire him on a short week. But after next week, maybe. So, for Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, for all the people that were drunk and cursing on the hotline, thanks for joining us. Until next week, the bar is closed.